It has been decided. We are now the Pickle Party. And Dee has joined us. We are going to vote for pickles in the bar instead of limes.
What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter. The point is, our three votes will always beat your two.
We win, dude. We're the winners, okay? Give me a beer with a pickle in it.
Well, what happens when you three disagree with each other?
We're not going to disagree. That is the point of the Pickle Party. We're very aligned on these issues.
Charlie, you can't just start your own party. You gotta talk to people.
Yes, you can. If you're not as educated or as informed, what you do is you start your own party and you yell the loudest.
Okay, we want attention!
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, sure. No, you're the Pickle Party. Great. Okay, so let's just accept that and move on.
Yes, Frank, move on.
Reason will prevail.
Pickles will prevail!
Okay, well, the next issue on our list should be a pretty easy one for the Pickle Party to agree on. A crucifix in the bar.
Ah, you are right, this is an easy one. Why wouldn't...
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfil, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
Howdy, y'all. Dan Scotland here, joining you from Leagle Grass, Massachusetts, heartland of America. You can find me anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn, Raider, iHeartRadio, or other platforms like it. You can also follow me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And you can follow my new show, Millennial Name Only. That's our name on YouTube. And my new Twitter for that show is _Mino81. Let's get at it. So I put the cold open to that for a very specific reason. I just find the discourse between, like, our government telling men, women, and grown adults of grown LGBTQ adults what they can do with their bodies. I just find that repulsive, telling grown adults over 21, oh, you can't put this substance in your body. Oh, you can't get this surgery. Oh, you can't take these hormones because we don't morally approve. Even though you'll have these same politicians, and there's an article that says a lot of these politicians, a lot of these older politicians, that there are pharmacists that have to fill Alzheimer's prescriptions for these folks. I'm dead serious. And you have a lot of like double standards. Like you had that Madison Carthon Republican dude, that Trump guy, doing cocaine or whatever. Yet his party thinks that pot smokers are beyond the pale, and it's a minority loving drug that they have to block and that they have to support. Big tobacco, big alcohol, big prison, big police department, whatever. They feel they have to put the needs of their evangelical base above the wants of 70% of the voters, even the majority in their own party. I don't want to put the business out there of all my female friends or whatever, but I've had friends in my life that used birth control to treat medical issues. Yet you have people like Rush Limbaugh, you have misogynists like a lot of people in a lot of mainstream conservatives talking about legitimate rapes, talking about when life begins and when they have the right to tell a woman what to do with their body or a person what to do with their body. Oh, I don't like this transgenderism stuff. So grown adults that are over 21 can't do crap. They can't take hormones. I find it unnatural. Well, that's between that person and their doctor, damn it. That's not really your decision to decide. But I'm glad that the tide is changing on a state level, as we know that it's unfavorable to us on a federal level. But the tide is fortunately changing on a state level, and it's happening in New Mexico. So let's get at it. A New Mexico cannabis company and a group of 6 medical marijuana patients have filed a class action lawsuit that seeks insurance coverage for medical cannabis. The legal action was filed on Friday in Albuquerque State District Court, with the plaintiffs arguing that medical cannabis should be covered because it is a valuable behavioral health service, especially CBD. Again, I mean, I have to take Adderall for my ADHD so I can function at work, so, you know, I can drive competently and pay attention, you know, perfectly when I drive. And the hangover on Adderall is insane. You know, it's been insane ever since I've been using it. And CBD is a godsend because it's like when you're bungee jumping and there's like this giant pillow that you land on or this giant bouncy thing that you land on. Like CBD enables my CBD works synergistically with my Adderall to help keep me focused on task, and it nearly eliminates the Adderall hangover, you know, after I'm done work or after the Adderall, the long acting one, finishes in 8 to 10 hours. It instead of having a gnarly like headache and hangover and taking all these ibuprofen and painkillers that are gonna ruin my organs, I can just take CBD, and it creates that soft landing I need to be able to take it every day and go about my business. You know, yet you have a lot of people, including at places I still work at and have worked at, that, oh, if someone is late by 5 minutes, oh, it's this us legalizing marijuana, or there's still a lot of that reactionary mindset. Like, again, I mean, there's a lot of great things about this country, but the thing is, a fatal flaw that we have in America is that if one person abuses something, people feel fit to want to take it away for everyone. We have a very, we have a very punitive mindset. It's like what Reagan did with welfare. There was a handful of people abusing it, and then he's like, oh, we need to get rid of it entirely because it's creating a culture of dependency. They'll sensationalize one story or two stories and be like, oh, we have to take away everyone's rights instead of just punishing those individual bad actors. You know, we have a very strong tendency for that. And I'm still very reluctant to really talk about my cannabis use. I hardly ever, unless I know you already do it and I know that you're a trustworthy person. I'm pretty good at reading other people and gauging their trustworthiness. So, you know, I'm very close to the vest until I know I trust you. But yes, I mean, I'm still very reluctant to talk about my use because there's still a lot of people that hate the plan and hate its users, and would not advance me, and just claim, oh, it's a company fit issue. Or they'll weaponize it against people that they wanted to fire anyways. So, again, I'm very close to the vest with it, and my mentors still are too. So, I think y'all should be too as listeners. I think even when us Xennials take power, we're still gonna have a bit of reservation going full tilt. But I think we'll, you know, there'll be worker protection laws. They'll, you know, be lounges. But I still think I don't think it's gonna ever be like a Amsterdam for the citizens where it's everywhere all over the place in most states or whatever. I know that the cannabis in Amsterdam is it's restricted to the citizens, I've heard, and again they try to do it in a very controlled way, but again, like the choices you have when you go to those stores are a lot higher than what you get in the Northeast. But again, I don't think we'll ever have such a, I think there'll be states and regions of the country where the cannabis cultures are big, but I think overall you're not going to get this nationwide one nation under cannabis like you have with alcohol, because of these long-lasting stigmas and because of the people in power that have passed on those attitudes. You know, you just had, again, a different country, you just had Spain, kind of a cousin of New Mexico. You just had their socialist party strike down legalization, even though there's 56% national support. Again, there's still a lot of cultural baggage with this plant worldwide. The plaintiffs in this suit are New Mexico's top organic ultra health and six medical cannabis patients, including Senator Jacob Candelaria. Documents filed in case note that Candelaria has been a medical cannabis patient since 2019 when his physician recommended he use medical cannabis to treat his post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, that's what I use it for, after antidepressants failed to provide relief. Candelaria pays between $500 and $1,000 per month out of pocket for his medication because his insurer, Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Mexico, failed to cover medical cannabis for both its customers, according to the lawsuit. With the legal action, the plaintiffs in this case are seeking recovery from themselves and every other similarly situated behavioral or mental health patient unlawfully subjected to paying the entire cost of medically necessary cannabis in violation of state law, end quote. The lawsuit names Blue Cross Blue Shield of New Mexico, True Health of New Mexico, and Cigna Health Life Insurance Co., Molina Healthcare of New Mexico, Presbyterian Healthcare Plan, Presbyterian Insurance Company, and Western Sky Community Care as defendants in the legal action. The lawsuit is based on legislation passed this year, Senate Bill 317, which requires insurers to cover the cost of all, cover 100% of the costs of behavioral health services. Again, we like that needs to be a nationwide thing, but I don't believe there's national political will, because I would say with the filibuster and with a majority of the punitive mindsets here, like again, people tend to zero in on one person that abuses this and then they take it away for everyone. Like it's like the zero tolerance policies that started gaining wind in like the 80s and 90s have spread to everything now. Oh, one person made a mistake. All right, gone. Banned. Banned for everyone for life. The idea of health insurance plans paying for medical cannabis may seem like an impossible dream, but all the foundational elements have already fallen into place. Ultra Health President and CEO Duke Rodriguez said in a statement to the Albuquerque Journal on Monday, revolutionizing behavioral health in New Mexico will take only a few small steps. One thing before I exit. Shout out to one of my listeners in New Mexico and one of my buddies, Shadowban Refugee. Happy Father's Day to you. I know he has a son. Wishing him a happy Father's Day. He's out in New Mexico. You should check out his account. I'll link it in the description. He also works as a content creator too, or he's a panelist as well too. So check out his Twitter and check out his stuff. I'm gonna put it in the description. But all right, let's continue. The idea that The lawsuit is based on legislation that passed this year, Senate Bill 317, which requires insurers to cover 100% of the cost for behavioral health services, including treatments prescribed for behavioral health conditions. The measure was passed in April 2021 and went into effect January 1st of this year. And I believe New Jersey, they got some. There was a victory on workers' compensation in New Jersey for medical marijuana. So perhaps there'll be a victory on this too. And New Mexico has been making a lot of good moves on cannabis. So let's continue. The idea of health insurance plans paying for medical cannabis may seem like an impossible dream, but all the foundational elements have fallen into place. Ultra Health President and CEO Duke Rodriguez said in a statement to the Albuquerque Journal on Monday, "Revolutionizing behavioral health care in New Mexico will take only a few small steps rather than a giant leap," end quote. February letter sought coverage for medical cannabis in New Mexico. February, Ultra Health sent a letter to insurers and the Office of Superintendent Health Insurance seeking coverage for medical cannabis recommended to treat behavioral health conditions. The letter included data provided by New Mexico Department of Health in April that indicates that 134,307 patients are enrolled in the state's medical cannabis program, and 73,000 have been diagnosed with PTSD. That's half the patient rolls. And New Mexico is a very high-performing medical cannabis state, with I believe over 2-3% of their of their population with cards. So they're very high-performing and top market, proportional to their numbers as a population. Quote, Ultra Health acknowledges the idea that health insurers paying for medical cannabis may seem novel at first blush, the company wrote in its letter to Presbyterian Healthcare Services. However, the letter continues, it's actually a rational, reasonable notion when considered in the light of other New Mexico law. New Mexico already requires workers' compensation to pay for medical cannabis, and I believe Jersey does too. And New Mexico already treats medical cannabis patients as the same as conventional prescription medications. Yeah, Massachusetts needs to beef up the laws on that. Our Supreme Judicial Court said that we have the right to use it on our off time. But again, you need a codified law that says that companies can't do the whole, oh, well, we have to get rid of this person because the company fit, when they're just using that to get rid of weed users that they don't like. The fact that health insurers should and will pay for medical cannabis is not revolutionary at this point. It's the next logical step, and it's a small step, and not a giant leap, end quote. True Health New Mexico and Blue Cross Blue Shield in New Mexico declined to comment, again, they're probably on the reefer madness tank, on the case, according to media reports. Molina Healthcare New Mexico, Western Sky Community Care, and Cigna did not immediately respond to requests for commentary. Presbyterian Health Plan and Presbyterian Insurance Co., which overseen by the state management team, also declined to comment in the case, but issued a statement in the company's policies. Oh man, here's the cap. Presbyterian Health Plan is committed to ensuring New Mexicans can access behavioral treatment they need. Spokeswoman Melanie Moses said, "We have not yet been served with the lawsuit and will reserve comment for the appropriate venue." They're probably leaning towards being like reefer madness on it, but they're trying to buy time. Rodriguez said that the lawsuit was filed after insurers and state regulators failed to respond to the letter sent in February. He also noted that other patients who have been impacted by the insurer's failure to cover medical cannabis prescribed as a behavioral health treatment are welcome to join the legal action. There will be more patients identified who have been harmed by insurers not lawfully abiding to the statutory duty of eliminating any cost sharing related to behavioral health services, Rodriguez said. Insurers have not acted in good faith, end quote. In an interview, Candelaria said that medical cannabis has helped him cope with PTSD and positively affected his life. He added that he joined the legal action to help all New Mexicans who are struggling to pay for their health care. Senate Bill 317 was transformational, Candelaria said. This lawsuit, you know, becomes necessary to actually make that transformation happen, end quote. End of article. So there you have it, folks. More and more people are making a stink. More and more young people are making a stink. More and more of the big three are making a stink about these antiquated cannabis laws. And if you keep yelling the loudest and you're organized about your yelling and you are on code about it and are persistent about it and you're bringing that heat to the politicians, they eventually have to fold. They eventually have to fold. It's like I've heard... Since starting in the workforce 17 years ago, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. But Not from me. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. You can find me on Instagram at _IamCannabisSativa and on Twitter at ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.
If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.